Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to our weekly Talking with Heroes talk show program. This is our regular Thursday night program dedicated to talking with military support groups and members of the R4 Alliance. www.r4alliance.org. I am Bob Calvert, and I am the founder of TalkingWithHeroes.com, an honor to be your host for tonight's program. Our website, for those of you listening for the first time, is TalkingWithHeroes.com. If you'd like to get a little bit of a 9-year history of what we've been doing, just go to TalkingWithHeroes.com, click /ABOUT. I try to update that weekly. We also have an online news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Every day we're adding more stories for, by, and about our troops, veterans, families, caregivers, and military support groups, members of the R4 Alliance, a lot of stuff. Again, for those of you listening for the first time, we have a new audio and video channel in addition to YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, and it's www.ameristreamlive.com/talkingwithheroes. This program we're doing tonight will be on there. All the videos from the Face of America ride late April with worldteamsports.org, they're all on there. And from 2006 to 2011, this is part of that 9-year history we have, we did all those 6 years or 5 years making trips to Iraq and Afghanistan, five over to Iraq and three to Afghanistan, documenting with our troops, they're mostly, even till today, unheard positive and progress stories, what they were doing over there, helping people, the local people. That took us outside the wire a lot, into the villages, interviewing local people. And what's amazing is I live on a small fixed income, you know, Social Security. That's what you get on when you're 65 or over, and I'm older. Anyway, no money for advertising. We're now over 285,000 who have watched one or more of the 300-plus video episodes of these trips on YouTube. And so I know over the last 8 months, we've been focusing on this Thursday night program, interviewing the members of R4 Alliance. I first found out about this organization, like I said, about 11 months ago. Burke Gillette called me, and he was telling me about this, and I was getting real excited because I've always felt that military support groups should try to find ways to work together once in a while. And that's what R4 Alliance is doing. Oh, by the way, it's www.r4alliance.org. And when he called me, there were 19 members. They started out with 18 military support groups that agreed to work together. Grew to 19 by the time Burke called me. And now as of today's R4 Alliance monthly newsletter, there are 56 members with dozens more in process of applying and getting approved. So it's growing fast. After the national conference coming up in October, where veterans and military families, caregivers are going to be coming from all across the country, I would expect it to double or triple next year, easily. So far we've interviewed now, we've had 45 programs, and if you've missed any of them with the members here, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. There's a story on the left-hand column entitled TalkingWithHeroes.com features new programs with members of r4alliance.org. You'll see this program that we're doing right now on that page, too. We add them every week. So tonight we're going to talk to another member of the R4 Alliance. Actually, this is the second program that I've had the privilege of doing with an organization called Blaze Sports. That's blazesports.org. And tonight we're going to be talking with Nate Watson. He is a combat wounded United States Army veteran who was deployed to Afghanistan in 2009, supportive of Operation Enduring Freedom. And then he'll talk about his deployment there. And he was wounded and has a Purple Heart, a Bronze Star with Valor. But he's also, he is a adaptive sport specialist with veteran programs at Blaze Sports. So, Nate, I want to thank you for your service to our country, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, if you don't mind, kind of start out, tell people across America a little bit about yourself, maybe go back to, you know, when you first decided to enlist and kind of work through there.
Well, so I'm an 11 Bravo infantryman in the Army, and I really like to focus more on my deployment and what happened, and then go into what I do, because it wasn't something that happened to me. I haven't let it define my life. It was just something that happened, and it hasn't. It changed my life, but it's not who I am. So I enlisted, I enlisted because of 9/11. That's what everyone, most of the people in my generation have enlisted because of. I just wanted to give back to a country that had given so much to me. In 2009, I deployed to northern Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Lived at a small FOB called Morales Fraser, which is in the mountains of northern Afghanistan. I think, like a lot of guys, I had a close bond with a lot of locals, especially my two interpreters. Those guys were amazing, and they just had so much to give Americans, and they helped us so much. But I guess my first brush with the reality of war is my best friend. In May of 2009, when we first started running missions in Afghanistan, the first mission outside the wire, my best friend was in an IED explosion, ended up losing his leg, and I'll never forget that he when I went to the hospital to see him, he looked so fragile, and he'd been so strong, and I thought, well, bad things can happen to us, even though we're such a tight unit, because we were a sniper team, and we had gotten so close in the train up that we were, the best of friends, and everything happens for a reason. But I just remember feeling vulnerable while I stood there, and that was in May. And 3 months to the day after that happened, we were running a campaign mission from FOB Morales Fraser to a district center in Kuchbach, which was another FOB. And as we were passing by the mouth of the Alisay Valley, I heard an explosion, and I didn't really think about it because we heard explosions all the time in Afghanistan. And next thing I knew, we were coming under small arms fire. And a few minutes into the gunfight, I felt something hit my arm, and I actually thought it was a ricochet from one of my bullets. A few minutes went by, and my medic said, Nader, you hit. And I said, I don't think so. And he said, well, you need to check your arm. So I looked down at my arm, and there was a small trickle of blood, nothing big. Didn't really think anything about it. But I had an Army combat shirt on, which was keeping pressure on my arm. And a few minutes later, unbeknownst to me, I'd started bleeding pretty heavily, and it was actually dripping into the cab of the truck of the MRAP. And my medic said, I think you're hit pretty bad. We need to check it. Well, what I didn't know at the time was that I had an arterial bleed. So I put my arm down in the truck. My medic cut the sleeve of my Army combat shirt, and immediately I started spraying blood all over the interior of the truck. And my medic said, Nate, you're bleeding pretty bad. You need to get down. And I said, well, we're still under attack. I can't do that. So I stayed in the firefight probably another 15, 20 minutes. And my medic, what I didn't realize is there was the blood was pooling inside the MRAP. And my medic said, Nate, you got to come down. And I said, Doc, you don't understand. I can't. We're still getting shot at. So, my biggest concern was that we were going to get overrun, and that I was going to let my guys get killed too. At that point, I wasn't really thinking about my own safety. In fact, I'd already decided in my own mind that was pretty much the end for me, that I wasn't going to make it through that firefight. But a few minutes later, we were able to move behind a wall, and I was able to get down out of the truck or out of the turret. My medic put a pressure dressing on my arm, and I'll never forget my medic or my interpreter. I got out of the back of the truck, and I'll never forget the look on his face. He's holding the M240, and he looks at me and he says, "Who do you want me to kill?" And I said, "One of those guys." So this guy's not. I mean, this guy's is an interpreter, and he's ready to put his own life on the line for us. And that's when one of the things that made me so close to the Afghanis, because they're so willing to put everything on the line for us. I got out of the truck for a minute. I ended up switching places with my driver and drove myself to a French aid station, and I got medevaced out of the Alice Valley, and went back to Bagram, and then got medevaced to Germany, and then back to the United States. And I was in rehab for a couple of years. The bullet actually tore my radial and ulnar nerve in my left arm, and so I have movement of my thumb now, but I can't use my fingers. So that's a little bit about my injury.
Wow. I can see why you got the Medal of Valor. Is that why you got? That's why you got it, right? And the Purple Heart.
Yes, sir. That's it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a very inspiring story. Wow. Well, I'm just glad you're okay. So you said you was in rehab. Was there a period of time or something that caused you to find out, like, about Blaze Sports or similar type programs?
So I was in occupational therapy for about 2 years, and the doctors tried to remain optimistic that I could go back to doing what I did, and I just kind of saw the writing on the wall, and I knew there was something wrong with my arm. About a year after I got home from Afghanistan, I went to see a neurosurgeon, and he basically told me, he said, you'll never use your fingers again. So I started looking for a way to keep giving back and to keep serving. So I went back to school. I went to Kennesaw State University, which is just north of Atlanta. They have a great sports management program. I've always been a huge sports fan, so I kind of knew that I wanted to do something with sports, but I wanted to do something to help my fellow veterans too. So one of my professors actually used to be on the board at Blaze Sports. So he started telling me about Blaze and how they were helping disabled children and disabled veterans. And I did some volunteer work in 2012 with Blaze, but I kind of had a few things that I wanted to accomplish too. I had just become a father. I've got a 3-year-old son, and I wasn't really in the position to take a full-time job then. So I kind of kept Blaze in the back of my mind. I started running a lot because the doctors told me it's too dangerous for me to lift weights, because that was my exercise before then. So I started running a lot. I went from running 5Ks to running half marathons, and then from half marathons to marathons, from marathons to ultra marathons. So since 2009, I've run an ultra marathon, 9 marathons, and multiple half marathons. So that kind of became my outlet of how I recovered. And then in 2013, I started rock climbing a lot, and I summited Half Dome in Yosemite in 2013. So I just kind of adapted sports. It's kind of become my way of making sure that my post-traumatic stress disorder is not as bad as it could be. So in March of this year, one of my best friends actually is over the veteran. His name's Eric Gray. He's over the veterans programs at Blaze. And he contacted me and he said, hey, would you be interested in coming to work at Blaze and be in charge of our veterans outreach? And that was just it was a great way for me to continue giving back to my fellow veterans. And so I came on board at Blaze, and it's just been, it's not only been rewarding, but it's also been, it's been an eye-opening experience to how many guys don't know that there are resources out there for disabled mm-hmm. veterans to participate in sports.
Exactly.
So that's, I mean, that's one of the things that the R4 Alliance and Bert, you know, those guys are really big on making sure that veterans know that there are resources out there. Unfortunately, a lot of guys leave the VA or leave the WTUs and they go home and they can't, they don't ever do anything with anybody else. And one of the things that I strive to make sure these guys realize is there are resources out there, and they can, there are ways that they can have that camaraderie that they had in the military at home. They just have to, they have to reach out for help, and they have to show up for the programs. And that's, it's one of the things that, I guess it's one of the things that we struggle with, is that unfortunately there's a lot of guys that would be happy sitting at home playing video games and taking their pain medications, and that's no kind of life to live. And I want to make sure that these guys know that they can get out and do the same things that I do.
That's incredible. Well, I appreciate you sharing it, all of that, so well. I mean, so can you tell people listening right now, let's say we have some military families or veterans and families listening, what is available through Blaze Sports?
So Blaze does so one of our main goals is to include the forts that are in the state of Georgia. So Fort Gordon in Augusta, Fort Benning in Columbus, and Fort Stewart in Savannah. We work with all three of those programs. They have a recreational therapists that work out of the forts, but it's not just for active duty. They also have programs that they put on a daily basis that wounded veterans, disabled veterans are encouraged to participate in. I know that at Fort Stewart they have cycling, swimming, archery. Fort Benning has archery, cycling. I think they have air rifle and air pistol. Fort Gordon has a variety of things. They have cycling, swimming. There's just tons of activities that these forts do, and they encourage the surrounding area to come back on the base and participate. And then in Atlanta, where I'm based, we have on Tuesdays we have archery, which is held at Panola Mountain Park, and we also do cycling. On Wednesdays we have bowling. Every Sunday we have every Saturday we have track practice, so that's track and field for veterans, which includes track for wheelchair athletes or anybody that can run. And we also, it's also the field events, including shot put, discus, javelin, any of those events. And some of the neat things to see are that we have veterans that are in our programs that are competing to go to Rio in 2016. We have one veteran that is he's heading to Minnesota for the Nationals this week, and then next week he will be in Dallas for the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, which I'll also be in Dallas for from Tuesday through Friday of next week. And then if he does well at those games, he'll go to the Pan Am games in Toronto, and if he does well in those, he'll be in Rio in 2016, and that's his plan. And
wow,
it's a very attainable goal. And just to show you what someone can come from, a couple of years ago, he was on the verge of committing suicide. Now he's on the verge of being an Olympic athlete.
That is neat.
It's an incredible thing just to see where these guys come from and where they end up. It's very close to my heart, because since 2009, or since my guys got back in 2010, I've lost 9 guys that are in my unit to suicide. And
my God,
if I can stop one guy from committing suicide, I've done my job.
Yep.
So it's just a blessing to me to get to see these guys go from the pits of despair to being happy and getting to have an interactive life, and that's what I'm always looking for.
Wow. That is amazing. I am so sorry about your 9 guys though too. That's I don't know if you've heard of Major General Mark Graham, his wife Carol. He was a base commander here at Carson for quite a while, but they lost 2 sons in 1 year, one to an Iraq IED and the other to suicide. And he's retired now after 30 some odd years. And he's almost said the same thing you just did. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get it exactly right, but their mission in life right now is just to save lives, you know, to
right.
get out there and do what they can, and that's what he's doing. I mean, he's supposed to be retired, but he's not. he's serving in a new way, like you are.
Exactly. I probably yeah. work harder now when I'm retired than I did when I was enlisted. So,
sure, absolutely.
If I can save one guy from suicide, I've done my job.
Right. So I'm intrigued. I don't know how I missed this, but I did. I didn't realize you operate in the bases in Georgia. I was one of my embeds in Iraq was with a unit at Fort Benning, and after I came back, I went out there to head a football game to welcome them home at the stadium there, two
right.
college teams. And so I came out there, and I teamed up with one of my best friends now. He's retired Special Forces, Bill Wisniewski. Bill and his company in Columbus, Georgia, Lightning Graphics, they've been filming by contracts for Airborne for 15 years. Anything to do with Airborne, the drops, the trainings, the award ceremonies, they're out there doing it. And he'd love to know you're there. I didn't realize that you were operating in Fort Benning. I got to get you guys together, okay? We'll do this later.
That would be excellent, yeah.
Yeah, I know he'd love to meet you. I mean, Bill's amazing. He's been one of my, I don't know what I would have done. He's one of those 4 or 5 guys that I've got right now that I don't know what I would have done without them, going through the challenges
right.
I have for the last 3 years. They just help keep this project going. People hear me and think it's me. If it wasn't for these guys that helped me, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So, matter of fact, he may come down to the Alliance Convention and
yeah,
help
well,
me,
I
team up with me on that.
I know Blaze Sports is looking forward to the Alliance Convention, and we'll,
okay.
you know, we'll definitely have some representatives there, so
okay.
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, whoever you have down there, I was mentioning this off the air, but we'll do a video episode for your group, just like we did at the Face of America ride late April for World Team Sports. So that'll give you, like right now, you have an audio program you can use, everybody at Blaze Sports can use, but later on we'll have a video for you. And basically, you'll put it together. All I do is ask questions, and we film, and that's it. The rest is—it's all you, just like you're doing now. So, wow. So, I really appreciate you sharing this. So, let's say, okay, we got veterans listening right now, military families, and they're interested. Maybe they're in that area, or they can get to Georgia. What would they do? Go to blazesports.org, and what would they do from there?
So you can click on Meet Our Team, and there's a link to me, and you can actually just email me straight from the link. But my email address, if anybody needs it, is nwatson@blazesports.org. So that's nwatson@blazesports.org.
Got it. Appreciate you giving that.
If anybody needs it, if anybody needs anything in that area, if it's not something that we provide, I have multiple connections in the area, and you can give me a. Even if it's not sports, if it's something else that you need, you can send me an email and I'll do my best. That's one of the things we're trying to do, is trying to connect with all the veterans groups so that we can help with the needs in the area.
Yeah, that's been one of the really enjoyable things I've been doing here for the last 11 months with our Four Alliance members, is you veterans, military, you're trained to work together. Teamwork is such a major part, and you're still doing that. And it's veterans helping veterans. And I've in 11 months, I think I've calculated so far from the different groups what they tell us on the air, tens of thousands of men and women in the military and veterans have been helped through these programs. What we got to do now, one of my goals and my mission, is to turn that to hundreds of thousands or millions. It's just getting the word out what you're all doing. People that served knew what you were doing, they'd want to be a part of it, right?
Right, exactly. This is my way. I can't be an Army sniper anymore. I can't live my dream anymore. So this, I've transitioned to a new dream. This is what I do, and if I can help that one family that needs help, or that one guy that thinks there's no hope, then that's what I'm here for.
Great. Wow. Now, you're all also on Twitter. They go to Blaze Sports for Twitter, right? And Blaze Sports for Facebook.
Right. It's actually Blaze Sports America for both.
Oh, okay.
And we're on Twitter, and we're on Facebook. I think we're actually on Instagram, too. So anybody can check that out. And just for any veterans out there that are listening, if you have a child with a disability, that's something that we also provide, and we would love to have those kids so we can help them out. One of the big blessings that I've had by working at Blaze is I get to work with the veterans, but I also get to meet the children, which inspire me to know that it's not just, and I think I see it inspire our veterans too, because these kids don't let anything slow them down. So why, as veterans, why are we letting anything slow us down? So we should be out there doing the same thing that they do. And it's been a huge blessing to get to work with them. So if you're a veteran with a child with a disability, or if you're a veteran that has a disability and you want to see some inspirational stuff, just shoot me an email and you come out and work with our kids. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, this is kind of totally off, I don't know what you call it, off the top of my head. But later on, look at your schedule, what you have coming up, especially on Fort Benning, if you've got anything going on in early October. Just later on, okay?
I'm sure we'll
you can make a note of that.
On. Yes, sir.
Yeah, before the R4 Alliance or after?
Okay.
So I've already had a request from one of the organizations that we had a program with weeks ago, and they're like an hour away from where the convention's going to be. So we're going to try to see if we can get down there early enough so we can go out to their ranch first and document for them on video the equine therapy. Yeah, we could do the same with you. Come out. I'd love to go back to Benning anyway. Be great.
Right.
So. Okay, well, wow, thank you so much. Thank you for your service, and like I said earlier, you're serving now, and I appreciate that. I know you're probably helping so many men and women. But a couple things here. If you don't mind, would you like to give a shout-out to our troops? I mean, we got a lot of them back in Iraq now, and still thousands in Afghanistan and other places.
Sure, I'd love to. As a retired military member, it always humbles me to think that sometimes I wake up kind of brokenhearted that I'm not there. I miss Afghanistan every day. I can't lie and say that I don't. So I salute you guys. I pray for you guys every day. I hope you stay safe. And just know that if you ever need anything, if you come back to Georgia, we're here for you. You know, if nobody – I always say this about myself. If nobody else loves Nate, Nate loves Nate. Well, if nobody else loves you, Nate loves you. So if you need a helping hand, just come back to Georgia. I'm here. Just reach out to me. I'll take care of you guys. But no matter what, I love you guys. Thanks for everything you do. God bless you, and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Nate. This is great. Well, I've been saying this for weeks, the different R4 Alliance members that are going to be at October, you're all giving me motivation one way or another. I'm going to be there. God willing, I'm going to be there. And I'm looking forward to meeting you and everybody else. It's going to be great. So, well, thank you very much for being on the program here and sharing your story, your personal story, and what you're doing so well. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we'll talk to you soon. You'll get an email from me in about a half hour. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. Well, folks,
thank you.
Once again, another Thursday night program dedicated to www.r4alliance.org members. Tonight, we've been talking with Nate Watson, combat wounded U.S. Army Afghanistan veteran, and he's an adoptive sports specialist with veterans programs at Blaze Sports, operating mostly from what we've heard here with some of the military bases in Georgia. And their website address is www.blazesports.org, changing the lives of children and youth, adults and veterans with physical disabilities through sports. Great program, and I always ask y'all, as you're listening, whether you're listening live or weeks and months down the road, you like what you've heard, please post it on your social networking pages. We're on a lot of them. Every week we post the information about each program. More and more people are tweeting now. Groups like Rally Point, with over 600,000 members, they're tweeting. Just many, many people, general leadership, led by generals, colonels, and many other military, and we're tweeting their tweets. I'm learning how to do all this stuff. Facebook, you can share it, Google+, LinkedIn, Footstomp, Pinterest. Those are the ones we're on. I may have missed one. So we ask you to help get the word out. And if you haven't watched any of the videos yet from the Face of America ride, go to worldteamsports.org, click on their YouTube link, or go to AmeriStreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. Just amazing, amazing. 600 riders, 140 wounded warriors and specialized bikes. Oh my gosh. You know, I went there thinking I had issues that I had to deal with, and then I saw how they are handling theirs, and I thought, wow, I don't have any problems at all. Just amazing to meet men and women like them, like you've heard tonight with Nate, who have served our country and continue serving our country. So to those of you who are serving right now around the world and your families, thank you for your service to our country. Those of you who have served, thank you for your service. And to those of you who might be in areas where you could be in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.